Hi everyone and welcome back to the Mom Academy PH podcast show. I am your host Kay, and first of all, Happy New Year again. I know I've said that already on the previous episode, but allow me to greet you again a happy 2025. This episode is a little bit different because I am going solo this round. I don't have any mom guest with me today. But I figured we could probably try this more in our future episodes, where I will share about my personal motherhood journey, my experiences, stories, and what I have been learning as a coach for moms and women. And yes, you heard that correct, for the past year. And so I have been coaching moms and women in different aspects of their life, motherhood, parenting, career, personal life, and others. And so I hope that I will be able to bring that here on our future episodes. Meanwhile, allow me to do my spiel. If this is your first time here, I want to welcome you, and I hope that you would enjoy our previous episodes. We have a ton of them. You can just, you know, go a few steps back and listen to some of the podcast episodes that we have recorded previously. For those who are new here, Mom Academy PH is a learning community for moms where we together, all of us, we continue hashtag learning alongside motherhood. And if that is within your interest, we sure hope that you can join us. We have a lot of things coming up this year, 2025, and we genuinely look forward to meet you in one of those activities. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Mom Academy PH. Send us a message and introduce yourself so we can get to know you. Now, back to our episode for tonight, or today, I will be sharing very shortly about how we can start the year right. I know some of you, you know, you're still hungover from the holiday festivities, the celebrations, you know, and it feels like, I'm going back. The real life. This is the real thing. How do I exactly start the 2025 or the new year right? And so I want to share with you some of the things that I personally do, a personal practice, and I hope that you find, you know, some wisdom, you find some inspiration in these practices, and you can try this on your own, share it with a friend. You can try it at the onset of the year, pwede din naman in the middle of the year, however you want to do this. No, or if you want to do this, no pressure with that. You know, you can try to do this for yourself. If you do, please let me know. Send us a message over at our Instagram or Facebook. Number one, before I end the year, I usually write my gratitude list. Okay, gratitude list. But this year, I share that on my Instagram at It's Okay Mom. You can please follow me there on Instagram. I shared it that for this year, or for 2024 to be exact, I'm shaking things up a bit. Specifically that instead of writing just the things that I'm grateful of or grateful for, I am writing my highlights and lowlights for 2024. And what are these things? Now, so your highlights are the things that happened to your life in 2024 that you feel are good or great. No? Good things, great things that have happened to you, write them down. Well, the lowlights are not so good things that happened to you in 2024. This could be a challenging time. This could be a health trial or any trial in your life that you feel like, this wasn't such a good thing that happened to me in 2024. And why do I encourage you to do this? Ako personally, I feel that, you know, doing this practice, na specifically the highlights and the lowlights, allowed me to create a recap, a high-level recap of what have happened in 2024. Because a lot of us, we tend to forget already what happened, no? And by the end of the year, you feel so lost. Ano nga bang nangyari? What are my wins, no? And losses for 2024? So this practice, it will force you to sit down and really look back at the year that was, no? And really take a look at ano nga ba yung mga highlights and lowlights ko for the year. Now, mind you, this is something that you can also do, you know, in the middle of the year. It doesn't have to be just at the onset or at the end of each year, no? So, like what I said, however you want to apply this in your own life, go ahead, but for me, my personal practice is I do this before the year ends and before the start of the new year. So that's one thing. Now, another thing why this is such a beautiful practice for me is that it allows me to take a look at the things that have happened in the past year and what are the lessons that I can take with me as I welcome the new year. Yes, lessons, no? So when we talk about lessons, these aren't purely from the highlights, but it can also be a lot of it would come from your lowlights. For me, it came hugely from my lowlights, the not so good things that have happened in my life. And for most of us, if a thing or two happened negatively in our life, we tend to just push it away, forget about it. But with this practice, I don't also want to go back to the painful past. I hate doing that. But what I realize is that as I go back to these not so good experiences in my life, specifically in 2024, I have kind of relearned the lessons. And with these lessons, I'd love to believe that it makes me more resilient, more prepared, better prepared when these things happen next year or in the years to follow. I'm not hoping that it would happen, but if it does, I feel like it builds on me some sense of resilience. And that's what we want to do, right? Be able to grow from our mistakes, grow from the painful trials and experiences, and you know, bring that forward with us as lessons. Be able to share that with other people. Be able to encourage other people if and when they go through the same painful experiences, right? So that's the first part for me. I list down my highlights and lowlights for 2024. Now we move forward to looking at the new year. Another practice that I do also is that I write my faith goals. I think you've heard this already, and a lot of people are doing this as a new year or start of year practice. Nothing really new exactly, but I also call it faith goals. For other people, like in their previous episode with Mama Lauren, she does this word of the year. For me, it's a beautiful practice also, but it's just not as appealing for me as others, right? I think iba-iba naman talaga tayo, no? How we kick off the year, how we want to start the year. So mine is creating that faith goals for 2025. And basically, that list of faith goals is something that you come up with where you just write down your intentions, your goals, your desires for 2025 or for the new year or for the half of year, whatever that may be for you. For me, it's the 2025. I wrote down my intentions, my goals, you know, what I want to accomplish, what I want to do better, what I want to make better for 2025. Now, these may be things that it doesn't have to be a new goal. Not necessarily about new goals. No, if you feel like you just want to carry on, you're just a chill person and you want to carry on, you don't have that, you know, big audacious goals up ahead, okay lang naman. But, you know, you can just write it down and list down the things that you look forward to doing in 2025. What you desire to set as your goals, what you want to make better. Right? Or just maybe things that you want to carry on for the new year or you want to introduce doing new things, or the not so new ones that you want to do. What makes this a beautiful practice for me is that even if you have goals, the new not so new goals, it allows you to really reflect on, number one, kanina, what has happened in 2024, and for this round, what do I desire to do and happen, hopefully, by God's grace, as the Lord allows for 2025. Right? But note that for me personally, I call this faith goals because before I do this, I actually ask the Lord, like, Lord, ano bang gusto mong gawin ko for 2025 or for the new year, for the half year? What do you exactly want me to do? It comes with prayer before I start doing that, or maybe days leading to that time when you actually sit down and write your faith goals. I usually pray before that and ask the Lord, what are some things, or what's one thing that you want me to do, Lord? What's one thing, or what are some things that you want me to carry on or do that will bring you the highest glory for 2025? And then at the end of your list, as you have completed your list, I usually end with a prayer. And the prayer is special in a way that I do not ask the Lord to, please, Lord, just grant all these things on my list right now. My prayer is like, Lord, if this is something that is aligned to your will for my life in 2025, I pray that you grant me favor. But if this is not part of your will for my life next year, I pray that you give me a change of heart. You speak that to me and you let me know. Feel free to change my direction. I openly, just surrender to you my 2025 if these things are not aligned to you. Right? There is this room for openness, allowing the Lord to really carry you through the new year. So you may ask, okay, bakit pa ako mag-faith goals if I will just allow the Lord to carry me through the year? No, the faith goals is like a structure, right? That you where you list down what do you desire, what's in your heart, what do I want as a person? No, that's more like your laundry list of what you hope to happen in 2025. And it's okay. But at the end of the day, at the end of the list, I surrender that desire and list to the Lord, acknowledging that at the end of the day, He has the most beautiful plans for me, and He has the most sovereign control over things, over people, over hearts and thoughts of people, over anything and everything, right? So I still encourage you to create that faith goals, no? But also, I also encourage you to, bring that list to the Lord in prayer, right? And commit that whole list and ask the Lord, where do these desires fall into your list, into your plan for me, Lord? If is this something that you would allow me to do, Lord? Or possibly you would notice that throughout the year, the Lord will also intervene and give you that change of heart. We don't know, right? But more importantly, put that list forward to the Lord and ask Him, consult Him, verify with Him. Is this what you want for me to do in 2025? That's it. That's just a quick sharing of my practice every end of year, start of new year. And it's not necessarily hard and fast rule that you have to do it at the end of the year, at the start of the year, however you wanna do that, apply to your own life, mid-year, half year, it's up to you. Quarterly, it's up to you. But I just want to encourage you that wherever you are in your season right now of motherhood, I pray that You know, the new year brings you hope, right? Hope from the Lord that wherever you are in your season, whether you are in that season of joy or you are in that season of loneliness, you know, praying expectantly for things to change, I pray that you remain hopeful in the Lord. That just as how He has carried you in 2024, He still is the same Lord who can carry you through 2025. So that's it for our podcast episode 102. I pray that you love this episode, even if I went solo. If you love this episode, send us a message or comment via Spotify or just send us a note, email, message. However you fancy doing it, we would love to hear from you. If you would love to hear from me going solo more, moving forward, let me know too. Let us know too. We'd love to know your thoughts. And if you have any topics that you want us to feature next time, please let us know. Or if there is an episode that you want us to feature next time, please do send us a note and we would love to hear from you moving forward. That's it for episode 102. This has been your host, Mama Kay. Like I always say, God bless you and have an amazing learning. Happy New Year again!